So we always start with this chant, but I want to take another minute too. We always start kind of the first. You could think of meditation having three steps called the three excellences. And the first step is to relate to your aspiration about why we're doing this all together. And that includes the teaching and the practice. So let's take a moment. We've done that every week. Let's just take a moment. Let's first take a moment to reflect on why we're here. Maybe expand your aspirations. Does meditation and this teaching and this evening together be a benefit to ourselves and all the people and beings around us, seen and unseen? Okay. So the third meditation we're going to do today is called, I like to call it Arriving at Clarity, and I'll talk why. And the idea is, with the first meditation, we started to join our body and our mind and relate to that and become aware of the sensations in our body. And in the second meditation, we did a peaceful abiding, and the kind of whole idea really there is we started to learn to focus, but always in a relaxed way. So no narrow focus, usually we focus with kind of a telephoto narrow lens. You know, in this case, we're always trying to sort of keep our gaze open and relaxed. As a model. So, you know, the first meditation is how we be, how we move through the world, and the second meditation is how we actually relate to phenomena altogether. And in this third meditation, we start to learn that there is some energy in the meditation when we can really relax fully and we abide and just be present in our bodies and our experience and phenomena all together. You'll have these moments where there's just like a little feel of calm or peace or unity that starts to emerge naturally. Because it's always there, but you know, instead of kind of fighting ourselves all the time. And with this third meditation, that feeling of calm that arises, that feeling of relaxation itself actually becomes the object of meditation. And then, so we can do the first two meditations. You can't necessarily just snap your fingers and will that into being, because it's more like it emerges all by itself. But that we start to rest in that. And you could think like the first two meditations are, if you think of like you're a sheep herder in a field, you know, in the first two we're herding the sheep and the dogs are running around and we're kind of keeping them in a circle. And now kind of we just say we can sit down and there's enough space and there's nowhere for them to go anyway. And we can just let them be. And we can relax and stop working so much and just be with the spaciousness of the situation. And this is this, how many people here have done insight meditation? Nobody?
A long time ago.
Well, the fourth meditation we're going to do next week is insight. And this is a bridge to that. You know, and then we'll find when we're able to really rest in the calmness of simply being present, then we can some actual clarity and peace and energy starts to rise all by itself, and we can allow that to happen. And the idea here is we're not working at it. It's kind of a human tendency to want to make these things happen. You know, we feel like if we just do step A, then B, then C, then D. And when the calm arises, it's, I think, you know, a lot of us aspire to that. So we say, oh, good, now I want more. And then you find yourself right back where you were because we're attaching. So I would encourage you to just really bring some kind of effortless effort to the thing. It's helpful. One reason it's so important in this first step, we talked about thinking about your aspiration, is not to get waylaid by thinking I'm going to do this and get something from it, because that's the exact mindset that's making you, you know, bothering you enough that you come to meditation groups on Thursday evenings. You're not alone. I don't mean to point the finger at you particularly. And so we're just going to simply sit, and it's, and again, you know, the sort of three pillars of these meditations are sort of a very deep relaxation. You could say just be at ease. That's your body, your mind, and your speech. And the second is to be fully present. And we talked about, I talked about the three excellences. The second is just do the meditation in a really simple, present way without any ambitions whatsoever. Just really simple. And then the third, which we'll close with, is to dedicate the merit. So any questions about the meditation? Kind of same as the other two we did. Your eyes can be open or closed. And if you're having trouble choosing, just do whatever feels most relaxed and easiest to you. There's, you know, we're not necessarily trying to stretch anything here. Your body is straight. Your hands can be whatever posture you want. And there's different. You can play with the postures a little bit, you know, with the hands. They're called mudras. But typically, there's some energy in this meditation. You know, if your hands are on your knees, it's relaxed, a little relaxing. You feel like you need some rising energy, you can turn your palms up. Sometimes if your mind is wild, this is helpful. To rest the right hand in the left palm. And I think this is a pretty open meditation, so why don't we start with some shamatha meditation as a way to maybe provide a little more scaffolding for it to help us to arrive. We can do that for a few minutes. And when you're feeling, I'll probably encourage you at some point to shift, to kind of to drop the focus on, let's meditate on the breath today. Meditate, you know, on the overall feeling and the shamatha of the body breathing. But as you know, as you kind of feel, as you, and always do it as we talked in a relaxed way, and as you start to feel that, you can just drop the object of the breath altogether. At the same time, you're always free to come back. To, you know, if your mind feels too wild, and you know, Jim said I'm supposed to meditate on the calm, but I don't feel any calm. You know, you can trust your intelligence there, and you know, do the first meditation or the second meditation. Let go of that. Any questions before we start? Thank you. So we're going to start by chanting Om, Ah, and Hum. Om represents the body. We're going to chant the syllables in a long, extended way. Ah represents speech, is centered in the speech around the throat. The idea is we're quieting both our inner and our outer speech. The inner speech is the kind of gab, gab, gab. It's going on all the time. And Hung is based in the heart center. In Buddhism, it's said that there's a lot of words for mind, but maybe the simplest distinction, it's said that there's a mind that has a gateway kind of in the heart, not like the physical heart to the left, but you know, right in the center of your body. That is, you could think of it as big mind, bodhicitta, our best selves. And so that brings the other three together. And so we'll just chant this. Again, Om will relax our body, Ah, our speech, and Hung will just be present and rest in our big mind. Start by coming into our bodies. I'm going to read another quote about the body, also from Chogyam Trungpa. When mind and body are synchronized in your life and in practice, there's very little chance for neurosis of any kind to arise. The basis of neurosis or even physical discomfort and pain is mind and body not joining together. Sometimes the mind is miles away and the body is here, or the body is miles away and the mind is here. The main point of practice is learning to be a proper human being, which is known as being a warrior. When mind and body are joined together, then you're joining heaven and earth and you can be a genuine warrior. This quality of harmony will bring fearlessness. However, this fearlessness will also be punctuated by occasional fear, uncertainty, and confusion. So just relax, let your body relax. Feel free to stretch or move if you're feeling any tension. You could scan your body, not in a really systematic way, but just check in. Your seat, your legs, your ankles, your shoulders, your face. If you find any tension, just let them go. Breathe into them. Maybe you can bring your attention to the body breathing. For today, let's not narrow in on any one small part of the breath, but just the feeling of the overall body breathing. We're focusing on the breath, but in a very relaxed, open way. Let your mind and your body relax further. And don't focus too tightly. Feel the connection with the body breathing. If you're comfortable, you might drop your attention on the breath. And rest on any feeling of calmness that arises. will experience the connection of mind and body and phenomena. Take a little break to refresh our meditation, but let's stay in silence. Let's take a moment to stretch. Not too long today. I'm going to read a couple paragraphs from the book to describe this meditation. The most important element the basic structure of this meditation is to maintain calmness and clarity. As a reminder, body, speech, and mind need to be in one place, resting together. The eyes can be either open or closed, as you prefer. And whenever you hear some noise or other kind of, quote, disturbance, try to be relaxed with it rather than picking it up and thinking about it or analyzing it. Just be wide open so that the whole environment becomes part of your meditation. If you allow yourself to experience without judgment everything, all the sounds and sights and energy and so forth, is the nature of meditation, and there is no disturbances. Then when the mind becomes very calm and undisturbed and focused, at that point you don't need to work at it anymore. Now what is needed is the inspiration that experiences the energy of this concentration in the presence. Excuse me. The energy of this concentration in the present. Let's take our meditation posture. And take a moment just to relate to your body. You know, are you leaning forward or back? Sometimes when we're feeling speedy, you'll find like there's a tendency to kind of shift a little forward and up. It could be helpful to just sit back a little bit. Let your body relax. Your mind and body to come together. Feel the energy of the connection of your body and your mind. Feel free to refresh your meditation at any time. You can stand up even if you want. Any thoughts or tensions are coming up, just welcome them as friends. It's like, here they are again. You feel the energy of connection. Simply feel the resting nature of mind. Calmness and clarity. take a short break. And read another short section from the book. Once again, due to the way we normally function in everyday situations, we're likely to work too hard at this when we begin to meditate. We may remind ourselves over and over to be here or be present, but such constant reminding is overdoing it. We want to drop that tension. This may be a little tricky because by losing focus completely, we would have a wild or uncontrolled mind again, a mind wandering off in every direction. But instead of pushing for focus, allow the mind to be relaxed and mingle your focus with that state of calmness without doing too much. You let your body feel the sensations of openness and the connection between mind and the environment and phenomena. Mind and body can rest calmly together, then clarity can arise all by itself.